Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Happy Wednesday to you, Golden Eagle fans. Listen across the state of Mississippi on the Super Talk Mississippi Network. It's the Eagle Hour. We are live today. Usually we're in Hattiesburg and Laurel at the Southern Bancorp Studios. But Kelly, we've got a outdoor studio today, courtesy of Southern Bancorp in Midtown Hattiesburg.
Man, this is the place to be until actually about another hour. They're serving hamburgers and chips and drinks and having a great outdoor, perfect timing because I hear there's a baseball game.
There might be a baseball game. There might be a few people that show up. We are in Hattiesburg today as we're counting down for the great matchup tonight, Southern Miss against Ole Miss. Rebels come to town. Braves World Series trophy is going to be on campus, too, today. So a great opportunity. You've got about an hour left to come join us at Southern Bancorp, the community celebration. Some giveaways going on. We're at the district in Midtown. And you better figure out where we are because we may or may not give away some more tickets to the UTSA series.
I think odds are we're going to.
We're going to?
But, okay. But we'll see. I'm just looking at some of the things, some of the prizes that are being given away today, including the USM gift basket. Also, a Yeti backpack cooler valued at $340.
Canebrake
giving this stuff
golf,
away.
Giving it away. Some crawfish cook set. All kinds of stuff. And
all you got to do is sign up.
Here's a guy that knows a little about Southern Bancorp as well as Southern Miss baseball, former Southern Miss pitcher Daniel Stewart, who is the senior vice president and commercial lender here at Southern Bancorp. All right. Great day, by the way. Beautiful day.
Yes.
Thank you all for setting up the weather. But thanks for inviting us here. Man, a community celebration. All kinds of people coming out to eat. What's, why this? Why today?
Well, first and foremost, I guess we're excited about USM baseball going on tonight. So we thought, hey, let's do something to give back to our community. The University of Southern Mississippi is so important to Hattiesburg as well. We love USM athletics. And we wanted just to do a really celebratory day to kind of celebrate all that goes into that.
Absolutely. So that's what we're doing out here. You know a little about Southern Miss baseball because
a little.
20 years, 1 month, and 22 days ago, not to age you or I, but
wow.
You pitched against the Ole Miss Rebels. And there's a great story going on with that. Got a little off a rocky start and then
a little rocky.
Then did better. Remind us of what happened that day.
Yeah, we were playing in Oxford. First couple innings really rough. Coach Palmer meets me as I'm walking back to the dugout in between innings and says, "It's just on you. It's either going to be really bad or really good, but you are it." And fortunately, things turned around. Too much damage had been done the first couple innings, but we turned it into a respectable performance there. But anytime you go into Ole Miss, or, it's always a tough place to play. But that's one of those. Even though we lost, still a pretty good memory.
But you struck out 8 that night.
Did I struck out 8? Just had a little bit too much damage on the first couple of innings.
Los Angeles Dodger Brent Leach came in and
yeah.
In relief. But we were talking about what also happened that year. You threw a complete game against Mississippi State, Kelly. They got beat 19-2 the night before.
You had to
then,
bring it up.
And then he comes out and throws a complete game the next night.
Yeah, 19-2 is something you want to get behind you real quickly.
Oh, it was a very tough game to go through. As you can imagine, that just kind of lit a spark under us at our home field at P. Taylor Park. And so the next night, we were really geared up, ready to go. Like I've said before, I had one strikeout. So the defense played really good. We put some runs on the board. Everything came together, and we were able to pull it out.
Well, I know that if this weather didn't turn out to be like this, you guys would have had to go into Plan B real quickly.
We did an event last year, and, man, the thunderstorms came, and we toughed it out. But you can't ask for a better day today.
The Southern Bancorp, what's in their wheelhouse? All right, I mean, lots of different facilities we'll talk about.
Sure.
Well, you know, we are an overall, you know, but lots of times they have something that's really in their wheelhouse that they're especially good at.
Well, you know, I think our specialty probably is not necessarily a product, but who we can help.
Okay.
We can help those business owners that are looking to buy rental properties, invest in land, whatever it may be, on those commercial type loans. But then we've got things specialized for people that, hey, maybe we've got some credit issues in the past. We want to try to repair our credit and get moving in the right direction. We've got products and services that can help assist those people as well. And along with your other traditional banking products, checking accounts, savings accounts, CDs, we've got a product to help everyone.
With things in the economic climate right now, are people panicking? What's been the general feeling?
I don't know if I'd call it panic just yet, but it is definitely a sense of concern.
Sobering,
Very sobering. You know, from a rate perspective, historically, we're still in a low interest rate environment. We've just been in really extremely low rates for the past few years. So it's definitely something that's concerning, and we hope that the powers that be can come to some type of solution.
And I know we want to talk about Southern Miss stuff, but before we get off this subject,
I was about to talk about food as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, too. I'm always up for that. But anybody that thinks, and it's all in perspective, because you talked about how we have been in ridiculously low interest rates. Well, yeah, they have creeped up a little bit. But, folks, I remember when Jimmy Carter was president.
Oh, yeah.
When interest rates were 18 to 21%.
Yeah.
So this is nothing compared to the way it was.
Compared to the way it was, this is really, really good.
So, so don't necessarily buy into all the doom and gloom.
Sure. But, you know, it is still a consideration.
Sure.
And we try to help everyone, you know, manage those I guess, rates and terms and loan packages when it comes to doing what people need to do.
Eagle Hour live today outside Southern Bancorp, right next to Hotel Indigo in Hattiesburg. Important that you know where we are, because there may be an opportunity later in this broadcast for you to win a set of tickets to the UTSA series this weekend. But a community celebration. We're live here. Y'all are grilling. Y'all are giving away stuff. All this is going on until 2. What am I looking at out there with this trailer and this grill and all this, Daniel?
So we've got a Coke trailer out there that was provided to us. We've got drinks. We've got hamburgers, cheeseburgers. We've got the popcorn machine going. If you're listening, you hear this, and you're in the area, come by, stop by. No cost to you. This is really just a free celebration, like you said, for us to get to meet some people in our neighborhood, in our community.
As Kelly said earlier, a Yeti backpack cooler. You can register to win the draw off a round of golf for 4 at Canebrake, a gift certificate from Randy Price and Company, a one-night stay at Hotel Indigo, crawfish cooker set, a USM gift basket from our friends over at Campus Bookmark.
You can see that right there.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
You got a signed baseball by the team as well.
And
a lot of good stuff.
We should tell you, Scott Berry just walked up. We'll be talking to him next segment on the Eagle Hour about this game tonight. Your thoughts about, you know, this team this year, what a loaded pitching staff it is. First time in school history we've been inside the top 5. I know as a former player it's been fun for you to watch.
Yeah, it really has. I'm still amazed at seeing these guys come out throwing 94, 95, 99 miles an hour. I mean, for a guy back in my day to throw 93, 95, that was really, really hard. So it's amazing to see what these pitchers are doing. So arguably the best staff we've ever had. Being ranked so high, though, it's kind of a two-edged sword. You like to see it, and you like to be, you know, up there in the rankings. But at the same time, you got a target on your back, because it's easy for these teams come in and play, hey, we're going to beat Southern Miss. If we beat them, it's just going to make them look so much better.
A game like this, you play Ole Miss twice this year, Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. When you were playing, were these like hype games, or was it, you know, was it Rice? Was it a conference game, or was it some of these big non-conference games, especially State and Ole Miss, that got you guys amped?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, the conference games are the most important, obviously, but, you know, we played Alabama, we played Mississippi State, we played Ole Miss. Those big SEC schools that back then were, you know, always at the top of the rankings, some of the better teams in the country. So it was always easy to gear up for those games. But then back then, Tulane was the top two or three team in the country.
When you had Ron Maestri down at Ron Maestri coaching UNO, the privateers were
really good. I can remember UNO my junior year, no hit us. So, you know, we had some really good teams back then.
Where was Brad Wilcutt that night on a no-hitter? Come on, Cutter.
Oh, well, hey, I was a pitcher. Those guys, they had a good lefty pitching, and he really did have a great night. But it happens.
We got Cliff Russell coming on Friday, so I'm sure he learned a thing or two from you for sure. So many great teammates.
But with about a minute to go before the break, you've seen the unique perspective as a player, now as a businessman. What does it mean for any university to have a team performing at this caliber? What does it mean for business for a team to be performing at this caliber and a tournament coming to town? I think people don't understand how huge that is for business.
It is huge. And, you know, I'm probably not the guy to answer the questions. You know, probably some of our ADP guys are. But the economic impact that brings to our town, number one, just Lamar County and Forest County, I forgot how many millions of dollars that's going to bring in. It's so important for what's going on in our area. Recruiting, you know, this is a big stage now, so it gives us some recruiting power as well as we move forward.
Talking to Daniel Stewart, Senior Vice President and Commercial Lender here at Southern Bancorp. Man, thanks for your time. Thanks for the invite. We're going to have you back on fourth segment.
Sure.
Going to talk a little more. Hey, we're at 3002 Hardy Street at Southern Bancorp. We're going to give away a set of tickets to the UTSA series, but you got to come here in person. Don't cause any automobile wrecks. Don't break any traffic laws in Hattiesburg. But Kelly, first person to show up at the Super Talk 10 outside Southern Bancorp, you will win a set of tickets this weekend to the UTSA series.
If you are wearing navy blue and red, no need to show up. You are ineligible.
USM fans only. Come see us. You could win a set of tickets. Eagle Hour continues with head coach Scott Berry right after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Eagle Hour live at Southern Bancorp, 3002 Hardy Street in Midtown. Just remember, if you're the first person to show up, don't break any traffic laws. But Kelly, what are we giving away?
We are giving two tickets for this weekend series with UTSA coming to town. Two tickets for Friday, two tickets for Saturday. Two tickets for Sunday afternoon.
So come see us, and we will hook you up for this weekend. Privileged to have the skipper of the Golden Eagles joining us now. Scott Berry, coaches game day. Thanks for giving us some time today. We appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, we don't play till 6, so I got a little time to kill before we get there. And so no better way than to come on and talk with you guys.
But I must tell you, Coach, that you can't come on anymore this week, otherwise Super Talk would have to put you on payroll, and we've been told that.
Well, coaches don't apply. They don't get the NILs. So
you don't, do you?
No, we don't.
That's a whole different story. Anyway, let's talk tonight, and with Ole Miss coming into town, probably the story, and you touched on this, I think, last week. Can we talk a little about Matt Adams? And I think a lot of people have seen the performances the last few weeks, but they don't know some of the struggles that he's had. I know in the off season, I mean, he worked really hard. He bulked up a little bit, but you kind of hinted at it that it's been, you know, kind of a roller coaster for him. And I know you've been really happy to see him the last 2 weeks in the midweeks.
Yeah, you know, he's pitched for us in the last two midweeks and really just pitched outstanding one night. The first one was against Southeastern down there, both of them on the road, and then at South Alabama last week. The young man has continued. Continue to work hard. He's had a good attitude. His prior outing to Southeastern was back, I think, on March the 9th, way back there. So kind of hit a little idle. And, you know, during that outing, that was against South Alabama. Gave up a three-run homer that night. And just kind of how things, victim of circumstances, just really didn't get back out there. But then suffered a little bit what we call an impingement in the shoulder area, so that kind of sidelined him and kind of took him off from the active list and us being able to use him. So he went through a rehab period, and then obviously when he's coming off from that, we started throwing him against some live hitters on some off days, along with some other pitchers, just giving them some live ABs with some guys who hadn't been getting a lot of ABs, and then those pitchers getting live ABs against the hitters. And man, he looked terrific. Two weeks in a row, I mean, he was really sound. His velocity was up there, 92, 93, really good breaking ball. He's always had a good changeup. And it just became that night against Southeastern, you know, let's give this young man a shot here. You know, we've tried some other guys in that midweek. We need to find out what we have in the future anyway, how we can use them. And, you know, stars born every day, and certainly he was that time.
We've gotten to know with this pitching staff kind of the repertoire and, of course, what Tanner Hall does and Waldrop does. What does Matt really throw that knocks – that keeps hitters, you know, on their toes?
Well, he really can locate a fastball. You know, he's going to pitch off his fastball, and Coach Oz is going to tell you that everybody's going to pitch off their fastball. And certainly that's what Matt does. But he's got a really good breaking ball, 12-6 breaking ball, and it's straight down. I mean, it's from – if you're looking – for people that don't know what I'm talking about, it's like looking at a clock, and it starts at the 12 o'clock and goes straight down to 6 o'clock. There's not really much side to it. It's just like rolling off a table. But he also has real deceptive changeup that makes that fastball even better. So those are three things. I think he's got – the other intangibles are the composure, the presence on the mound, just the ability to calm the game and keep it under control.
One of the things that's usually concerning, Coach, with any coach headed down the stretch like this is fatigue from the pitching staff. You start to see arms drop just a little bit, and not just because it's been a long season. Any signs of fatigue, any concerns that your staff overall, which has been pretty deep, any signs at all of any fatigue?
No, not really. I mean, you know, we have a great preventive program. Our strength coach, Todd Makovica, you know, does a great job. Sven Pearson, our trainer, do a great job after they pitch of really being able to flush the system and get them back. And so I think, you know, what they're doing is certainly enabling those guys to be fresh every time out. But having said that, you never know when somebody's going to start getting a little fatigue, and certainly when you've got guys like Matt Adams that are showing really, really good signs of helping us. Justin Storm is another one from the left side. You know, it's encouraging to know that as we make this stretch run.
The body language on your team at this point of the year, Coach, everything good there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, of course, we've stumbled a couple weekends at UAB a couple weekends ago, and then this past weekend against Old Dominion. I mean, you know, both those teams played really well.
Yeah.
Am I going to tell you that we played well? Probably not. You know, not certainly in that 27-day stretch where we didn't lose. But, you know, having said that, you know, I think our guys are very confident going out there.
I agree.
We're going to have some people step up. I mean, there's, you know, with Reese Ewing still out. I mean, that's a big hole right there. Your three-hole hitter and arguably your best outfielder. And so, you know, I said Reese, didn't I?
Yeah, you said
okay.
Reese.
You know, I don't know when we're going to get him back, but until then, got to have guys step up.
We're live today at the Southern Bancorp Bank right outside of Hotel Indigo in Midtown. Community celebration today. Scott Berry gracious enough to cross Hardy Street, come visit with us. All right, Ole Miss tonight, you got them 10-7 a little over a month ago. A lot of people, you know, Ole Miss is, even though they dodge us in football, they've never dodged us in baseball, and part of that is because of Coach Bianco. And I know within the three coaches, Lemonis is kind of the newest to the table, but a great relationship between these two baseball programs, a great respect from Oxford to Hattiesburg and Hattiesburg to Oxford.
Well, you're exactly right. Coach Bianco and myself, we both came to the state, or I came to Southern Miss in 2000. He came to Ole Miss in 2000 as well. We both started at the same time. So 22 years in, you know, we've been really good friends since then. There's a mutual respect there. Certainly a big rival as far as both teams really competing. But, you know, I think that's one thing about baseball that's different from other sports. Coaches usually don't dodge one another. I think, you know, it's just – and maybe that's because administration's kind of let coaches handle the schedule, you know, in all honesty, because I know he handles his schedule, I handle mine, you know, and there's not that influence of what you have out of basketball and football trying to make money deals and that sort of thing.
That's a great point you bring up. So tonight, really the fourth game with a big scoreboard. Pete should be electric tonight. And just talk a little about, you know, what the scoreboard brings in the atmosphere. And I know it's hard to get in the game tonight. It may be a little costly to get in the game tonight, but we need lots of Eagles at the Pete tonight.
Well, we do, and I think we're gonna see that. I mean, it's going to be a record-breaking crowd. I think all-time highest number of people that have seen a Southern Miss game. I mean, since I've been here in 22 years, I don't know if I've ever heard them say sold out. So that has to tell me that we've reached capacity, which is higher than what we've ever done before. You know, it's going to be electric. You asked about the video board. You know, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for that tonight at 5:45 to just show the appreciation of everybody that invested in that, making that happen. You know, it's about game day experience. You know, it's about entertainment, and certainly that board has done that. I don't think we've even begun to tap into what it's capable of doing. We're kind of learning on the job, but our marketing guys that are running the board right now, to me, have done a tremendous job, especially just as quick as it happened, and you had to learn really quick to do it. But it's a game changer for us. I think it's going to be a game changer in recruiting and everything that goes into what kids want, facilities, and what they're looking for.
Monday, when you were with us on the Eagle Hour, Coach, you said that with Ewing being out of the lineup, the chemistry was just a little bit off. But on the other side of the coin, is there anything that you're exceptionally pleased with the way that this team has performed and where they are as you head into the home stretch?
Well, they still stay very close to one another, you know, and Charlie Fisher, who hasn't had any time in the outfield prior to me putting him in this past weekend, you know, I thought he's answered it really well. He's made a couple of nice plays out there, and you know, that's a kid that's been here now 4 years.
I like Charlie Fisher.
And he's, you know, I mean, he's never played out there. Now, he works every day at practice out there, and we played him in inter squads back in the fall and in the preseason before we got going in February. But an actual game experience, which is totally different than everything else, you know, he had never had any time in there. And I think he's done a great job for us.
A lot of, you know, rankings. I'm not talking about 1 through 25, but a lot of people talking about who's the best second baseman, best shortstop in the country. You've had a lot of great pairs come through here. McGillis and Dickerson pretty good.
They complement each other really well. You know, I think there's that mutual respect. There's the ability to know what one's doing before he does it, and that's called anticipation. And when you have anticipation, you know, you're going to have success because you're not caught off guard in that. And I think those two guys working together over the last year and even back in 2020 when we were shortened that year, they had time to work together and really have that feel for one another.
He's in the five hole now, but 12 home runs out of the seven hole with McGillis, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, and we've have to adjust, and we may have to adjust it a little bit, maybe a little different tonight too, in all honesty, just trying to juggle this thing around and find our best combination, how it's going to work to win a game.
Coach, we appreciate your time on game day. Go get them tonight. We'll be behind you. And Kelly, still got some tickets to give away.
Yeah, we do. Well, we may not. I don't know. We've got some people standing around. I don't know who might be first in line. But if they're not here, then, yeah, you have to be the first one to show up here at Southern Bancorp in Midtown. For the UTSA series this weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, Coach, I know that you get paid as a coach. But let me just say I enjoy your work, and I understand that it's work. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, I'm surrounded by some really good
ones,
from assistant coaches to players to administrators to support staff. So those are the people that make you look good, I can assure you, and I'm grateful for them.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Scott Berry on the Eagle Hour. We will continue from the community celebration at Southern Bancorp. Still, come get you a burger. They'll be out here until 2 o'clock. Eagle Hour continues right after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
Back in Midtown in Hattiesburg, Will the Thrill Tony back in the studio in Hattiesburg pushing the buttons. Michael Mergens, our on-set producer, Kelly Sander, along with Luke Johnson here at the community celebration at Southern Bancorp that will be going on until the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. Come and get cheeseburgers, hamburgers, all the condiments that go along with it, ice-cold drinks. And getting ready for the big game tonight, they've got the popcorn popper going so that you can be among the first people to get to Pete Taylor Park this afternoon. That is, if you have a ticket. Southern Miss fans are selling tickets to each other. I guess some Ole Miss fans are having access to those tickets, but which is customary to folks in Oxford. The tickets are $500 each.
There were some guys in the roost over the weekend that were wearing, like, Minnesota Twins stuff in honor of Brian Dozier. And I was like, bro, don't wear that Twins stuff Wednesday night. Like, yeah. Just from a distance at all,
yeah,
it all looks the same.
You're right.
Every Wednesday, we go down to New Orleans to talk to Patrick McGee of NOLA.com. And Patrick, you have released your NCAA regional projections, D1 also with their weekly Baseball America. Let's start with yours. And the common theme in all three of these is that Southern Miss is a host. Hattiesburg would be hosting a regional, not a national seed. But where do you have Southern Miss?
I've got Southern Miss right now is a 15 seed, obviously dropping back, losing consecutive weekend series. They're still in okay shape whenever you go over the overall resume, even though Southern Miss has trailed off a little bit. And plus, what really helps Southern Miss is Conference USA is in the top five overall in terms of RPI. So that really puts Southern Conference USA in position to really have a host team. The best team coming out of Conference USA is Southern Miss right now, and they've got the resume to do it. So you look at the other projections, they're as high as a 12 seed. I think it's the one that has them as a 14, and I have them at 15. Southern Miss is in a good spot to host right now. They just need to have a good week or two.
Looking over some of your numbers, Patrick, one of the things that jumps out to me is that right now, and of course this is all for fun, right? But right now you do not have Georgia hosting. I'm interested in your thought process there.
Yeah, well, if you go to the Baseball America and D1 projections, they differ greatly on this. Baseball America has Georgia as an 8 seed, while both I and D1 Baseball don't have Georgia hosting at all. I was really surprised because I saw Baseball America today before I saw D1, and I was kind of scratching my head on why Georgia was so high in the D1 rankings. But the reason, obviously, they're there is they're number 9 in RPI, but if you go through the Georgia schedule, they're coming off a series loss against Vanderbilt, which is nothing to really kind of hang your head about, but Georgia's lost 5 weekend series this season, and that's pretty substantial. So that just makes me think that RPI over the time, I mean, they're just above 500 in SEC play. They're certainly not a top 8 seed. But right now, I just think Georgia is probably just on the outside looking in as the host team. They've got a similar resume to what Auburn has. I got Auburn as, let's see, where do I have Auburn? I have Auburn as a 13, and I think Georgia's right there, not far behind them. But Auburn's just in their position. They've been better. They've been more consistent team than I would say Georgia's been.
Meanwhile, there's another team with the name Georgia in its title that will be a rival of Southern Miss next year in the Sun Belt, and that is Georgia Southern. Rodney Hennon's in his 14th season at Georgia Southern, and the Eagles, as they are called, are a team that you should not sleep on either, Georgia Southern.
No, they're a good team. I think the problem for both Georgia Southern is that they've got Texas State also there in the conference with them, and those are two teams that are kind of on the edge also as potential hosts. So one of those teams really kind of has to separate themselves, or they might kind of weigh each other down. It's Sun Belt's a good conference this year. Texas State's RPI probably isn't where it needs to be in terms of a host and some other things. But both Georgia Southern and Texas State right now are definitely potential hosts if they can close out strong.
Patrick, you have Southern Miss as the 15th seed, Georgia as the 2. It's East Carolina would be the 3 seed, the familiar foe, and then Columbia as 4. Southern Miss, if they were to win that, you have them paired with the Corvallis, which is Oregon State, which is Rutgers, Florida, and Fairfield. Yeah, I'm okay with 15. I just don't want to be 16 and be paired with Knoxville.
Yeah, if you're Southern Miss, you want to be able to kind of move up. You don't want to be a 15. You don't want to be a 16. If you're around an 11 or a 12, that's a pretty good spot to be because you really don't want to have to go to Oregon State or a Tennessee if you're a 15 or 16. So it's really important for Southern Miss to kind of boost their chances of really advancing deep in the tournament by really kind of playing well these next 2 weeks and getting out of this potential anywhere from 14 to 16.
D1 has Southern Miss at 14 with Florida, Georgia Tech, and Fairfield. Baseball America, as Patrick mentioned a little earlier, Southern Miss as the 12 with Florida State, Coastal Carolina, and McNeese.
And Coastal Carolina, another Sun Belt.
Yeah, another Sun Belt. So that would be exciting too. What is the ceiling? Do you think they can get to an 11 or a 10 if they were to, you know, win the regular season and the tournament? If they were to win the regular season and get knocked out of the tournament without winning it, you know, maybe a quarterfinal, would they be landing this 14-15 area?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. If they play well and win the regular season title in the conference tournament, I think you're looking at a 10 or 11. Now, if they did something crazy stupid like, you know, just win the rest of their games, they could get there and that, you know, maybe lose one more. They can maybe get back into that top eight discussion, possibly get into the eight. But, yeah, right now, if they play well this week, they've got a pretty good RPI schedule the rest of the way with Ole Miss, UTSA, Middle Tennessee. So you've got a chance to kind of move up. So if you play well these next 2 weeks, you can, you know, going into the conference tournament, you're feeling pretty good about hosting and possibly as a 10 or 11.
Talking to Patrick McGee at NOLA.com. We're outside Southern Bancorp at the community celebration. About 15 minutes left if you want to sign up for some great door prizes and get some free. Still got hamburgers and cheeseburgers and popcorn still there. All right, Patrick, one more question. Who needs this game more tonight, Ole Miss or Southern Miss?
I mean, Ole Miss needs every game. So I guess you could probably make the case that Ole Miss really needs this to boost their cases, boost their RPI. But both teams really need this badly. I talked to Bob earlier this season. Southern Miss's goal at this point, you know, a month ago becoming a top eight seed. So if Southern Miss wants to get back in that discussion as a potential top eight, they really need to win every game from here on out. So Southern Miss really needs this game, but Ole Miss needs it basically on their survival as a potential postseason team. Right now they're very much on the outside looking in. They need to win pretty much every game the rest of the way and show up in the SEC tournament and have a nice run. So I would say Ole Miss is the more desperate team at this point.
All right, Patrick, let's shift gears and talk about the New Orleans Saints. The National Football League will televise. They're actually televising the unveiling of the fall schedule with dates and actual games being listed in dates. That's tomorrow night. But the Saints have already been projected as having the seventh toughest schedule in the NFL, the seventh toughest schedule along with the Raiders. What are your thoughts on what's been revealed so far regarding the Saints' schedule? And they're headed overseas as well.
Yeah, and I was talking to Luke earlier about, I mean, it is a tough schedule. And going overseas, they're losing a home game in the process. So that tells you how really tough the schedule is going to be for the Saints this year. It's just, things aren't really breaking their way. They lost a home game last year because of a hurricane. And Lord knows they're hoping they don't have to contend with something else this year. So it's, you know, you got the Bengals are on this. They're playing AFC North. So you got a Super Bowl team that you're playing. Overall, it's going to be a really tough schedule. What I'm hearing, we might hear find out that who they'll be playing in the season opener tonight before they release the schedule. We're still trying to hash that out. Maybe we'll have it, maybe we won't. But I think there's a good chance we'll find out who they're playing in the season opener tonight.
And the Honey Badger making a splash in his return to New Orleans, the New Orleans area, is that his jersey is the hottest-selling jersey that New Orleans has right now. Tyrann Mathieu, big news as he is headed back to New Orleans for sure now.
Yeah. You knew as soon as he signed that contract, he was going to be make a lot of folks a lot of money with his jersey because he's a New Orleans legend, a Louisiana guy. He's really got every tie you'd want, you know, coming back as a New Orleans Saint. So he's a fan favorite, and now, you know, for the longest while, LSU fans complain about the Saints not signing enough LSU guys, but now, you know, they can kind of hush up for a little bit. Now they got the Honey Badger on the roster.
Yeah, that Minnesota Vikings game, we do know that the Saints will play Minnesota over in London. That one has already been set for Sunday night, October 2nd. We do know that one. It'll be televised in the morning.
They'll be playing in the afternoon. But, yeah. Patrick, New Orleans won't be awake at 8:30 for kickoff on that one.
Well, I don't know. They could just be coming in from the night before.
From the LSU game.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee you they'll be tailgating at 3 in the morning. That's what Saints fans will be doing.
Good stuff. Well, Patrick, we appreciate your time, man. We'll catch you next Wednesday. Thanks for coming on today.
All right, thanks, guys.
Patrick McGee of NOLA.com. You got about 10 minutes left, a couple cheeseburgers, hamburgers here. We are at the community celebration at Southern Bancorp in Midtown Hattiesburg. We'll wrap up the Eagle Hour right after this.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Final segment today, live at Southern Bancorp, the outside Southern Bancorp studios. They, of course, are our studio sponsor, the Southern Bancorp studios in Laurel and Hattiesburg for Super Talk Laurel and Super Talk Hattiesburg. Happy to be out here for this community celebration today.
Wait a minute. Is that kid walking by with an Ole Miss hat?
Yep.
It did. It said Ole Miss.
Oh, he already got jumped. So
okay, yeah, good. Because I had a shank ready.
They train them well here in Midtown. A couple news and notes. Three members of the Southern Miss softball team have earned All Conference USA honors. Ta-Ta Davis and Destiny Brown, second year in a row they've been first team All Conference. Jana Lee named to the All Freshman team, and a couple of promotions. First in the minor leagues, Walker Powell getting called up to the High A South Bend Cubs. And he's had a really, really good spring so far. Had a 5 shutout innings with 6 strikeouts back on May the 1st. So congratulations to him. And your boy Kirk McCarty got the call up to the show again.
And I hope he'll get to stay there for an extended period of time to see what he can do long haul. You know.
So we are at Southern Bancorp. Daniel Stewart, former Southern Miss pitcher and senior vice president, commercial lender here at Southern Bancorp. All right, Daniel, put your baseball hat on tonight. Eagles take on the Rebels. Rebels trying to avenge a 10-7 Eagle win up in Pearl about a month or so ago. All time in Hattiesburg, Southern Miss leads 31-23. This is the, if my math does me right, the 142nd meeting of these teams since 1913. Southern Miss has won the last 3 out of 5. Game like this, I mean, there's a lot on the line. Pride's on the line, but we were talking regional projections. Most people have Southern Miss in the 14-15 range. Eagles need to win tonight. This will be a good RPI win, but definitely, if you just watch this team this year, what do they need to do tonight?
I think they need to stick with what they've been doing. Don't try to recreate the wheel. They've been playing good defense. Pitching's been exceptional. Cut down on maybe a few of the mistakes. I think they're in position to do well tonight.
I know you were a pitcher, but understanding the game of baseball, you know, baseball's baseball. We saw Saturday against Old Dominion. They hit the ball on the screws.
Sure.
You just got to keep grinding. Eventually base hits will have to fall.
They do. You know, Coach Barry used to always say, never get too high, never get too low. You can't let the conditions that just happened, where the batter good, affect the next play or the next pitch. You have to just keep going. So you have to grind it out, and good things will happen.
And it's a sport that's unusual in the sense that you are going to fail much more than you succeed.
And be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you can be successful 3 out of 10 times and be a Hall of Famer. But I want to toot the horn of Southern Bancorp for just a moment, because to show you the heart behind this company, and I've asked several of the executives independent of each other, so the answer is consistent, that they are so generous, so understanding, and so caring that they will even help Ole Miss fans if they need it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But Southern is in the title.
Out of the goodness of our heart, yes, we will definitely help. Mississippi State fans, Ole Miss fans.
But it's South an Arkansas-based company, right?
It is. Home office is in Little Rock, Arkansas.
And we actually had, it was pretty interesting, I think you were talking to him too. So the dude from Fayetteville just showed up. He drove 8 hours to watch his game, and I think he's a Razorback fan.
So his brother is actually our bank CEO. But his name is Thomas Olamey. Our CEO is John Olamey. Thomas is a huge baseball fan. Has on his way down was listening to podcasts and trying to get as much Southern misinformation he could, and was just so excited to meet Coach Berry.
Well, the whole Ole Miss team is Olamey, as far as I'm concerned.
Ole Miss throwing righty tonight, junior Drew McDaniel, 4-2 with a 5.27 ERA. Eagles got one run off of him in Pearl earlier this year. Matt Adams, of course, we talked about him with the interview with Coach Berry. If you're listening to this a little later or you missed that interview with Coach Berry, go back. There's good stuff on Matt Adams, how he's kind of overcome some shoulder issues. But he's 1-0 with a 5.84 ERA. We should mention, after his first appearance, he had like a right at 14 ERA. So he's brought it down a good 9 runs with 2 outstanding midweeks. Midweek games as a starting pitcher, was it weird or versus the weekend?
Well, you know, it was usually the games that were the Alabamas, were the Ole Misses, were the Mississippi State. So you played some of those bigger names. Of course, there was, you know, University of Southeastern Louisiana and UNO. And you were on the same routine as a pitcher as you were on if you're a weekend starter. But you had the opportunity to maybe play what was considered maybe some of those bigger teams. So it was the same grind, the same work behind every day, what you had to do, whether therapy and your conditioning and your long toss. It was just on a different schedule. Yeah, but you had to be prepared to pitch on the weekend
that's
if you
unique.
Needed to.
That's a unique perspective, because when I was on the bench, it didn't matter whether it was whether it was during the week or on the weekend.
But, Kelly, I'm sure you were ready to go if you were called.
He was always ready.
But that was never going to happen. Yeah.
Quick, final prediction, what you got?
Southern Miss, 10 runs. Ole Miss tonight.
He lives in dreamland. Give me a realistic one.
I think USM 5-2.
I'll go 6-4. Landon Harper, the dog,
comes
shuts
in
him down. Shuts him down late. Hey,
yeah,
Daniel,
I do think it'll be close too. I was just joking, but it is. Big.
I hope you're right.
Well, me too.
I hope you're right.
Me
your
too.
Initial.
It's going to be an electric environment to play in tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good stuff. Been a great day at Southern Bancorp. Hey, man, thanks for hosting us today.
Thank you. Glad you guys came.
And thanks for sponsoring our studios every single day.
Glad to do it.
We will be. I won't be there. I got class tomorrow, but Kelly will be in the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg tomorrow. We'll talk through this game as well as who's on tomorrow?
John Stewart, track and field coach, and Derek Gwynn is going to join us, former writer for Stadium Sports who covered Southern Miss.
Conference USA Championships coming up this weekend. That'll be it from Midtown. Go cheer on the Eagles tonight. And as always, Southern Miss
to the top.
I want to fly like an eagle. See, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the world on a mission.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.